Hi, my name is Dr. Arjun Srinivasan. I'm an infectious disease physician and the Associate Director for Healthcare Associated Infection Prevention Programs in CDC's Division of Healthcare Quality Promotion. I'm pleased to join you today as part of the CDC Expert Commentary Series on Medscape. CDC recently released a new resource, the Implementation of Antimicrobial Stewardship Core Elements in Small and Critical Access Hospitals. It's intended to help small and critical access hospitals in their important efforts to improve patient safety through better antibiotic use. Research shows that core elements implementation varies by facility bed size. For example, more than 50% of hospitals with more than 50 beds report having all 7 of CDC's core elements of antibiotic stewardship, compared to 26% of hospitals with 25 beds or fewer. At the same time, we know that small and critical access hospitals face challenges with antibiotic resistance and Clostridium difficile that can be addressed by improving antibiotic use. To support antibiotic stewardship in smaller hospitals, CDC and partners met with experts who work in these settings to get their feedback, gain a more in-depth understanding of the challenges, and develop resources specifically tailored to smaller hospitals. In addition to staff in small and critical access hospitals, CDC partnered with the Pew Charitable Trusts, the American Hospital Association, and the Federal Office of Rural Health Policy to develop this new resource. The Core Elements is a framework designed to support and expand antibiotic stewardship efforts by focusing on 7 key areas: leadership commitment, accountability, drug expertise, action, tracking, reporting, and education. Experience has shown that each of these core elements can be adapted and implemented to meet the unique needs of critical access hospitals. For example, some small and critical access hospitals have found it useful to join collaboratives with other hospitals, state hospital associations, and state and local health departments to gain access to expertise and ideas for interventions. Critical access hospitals may also consider accessing antibiotic stewardship expertise via telemedicine or remote consultation with infectious diseases physicians and pharmacists. Finally, critical access hospitals have also found it useful to expand nurses' roles in antibiotic stewardship efforts. For example, nurses can review culture techniques and results, monitor ongoing antibiotic therapy, provide patient education about antibiotic-associated adverse events, and initiate antibiotic timeouts. The new resource is the 4th addition to the Core Elements series that provides recommendations for antibiotic stewardship programs and practices in hospitals, nursing homes, and outpatient facilities. In 2015, more than 200 small and critical access hospitals successfully implemented all 7 core elements of antibiotic stewardship, showing that it can be done. We hope this document will help other small and critical access hospitals follow suit. To learn more about using the new core elements strategies in your facility, visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use. Thank you for watching.